Discover high-quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. This place is absolutely beautiful. Visit them in person in Mooresville, North Carolina at their store or online at tjriggins.com/LG.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, we're remembering Ace. First time I met Ace, it was 1991. I had just gotten a job in radio. I'd been flailing about, you know, in college and all that. And I'd been working at my hometown radio station in Winfield, Louisiana. The station's called KVCL, and it was an AM-FM combo. It means it was an AM signal and an FM signal, and they played the same thing on both sides. And it only reached within the parish of, you know, Wynn Parish. In Louisiana, we have parishes instead of counties. But then I got a part-time job running, you know, pushing the buttons for programs like the Casey Kasem Top 40 Countdown and Rick D's and all of that at the big radio station in the big city, which was an hour away. And I was there on Sunday. And I had been pushing the buttons all Sunday morning. And then at noon, the other part-time guy was coming in to do. By that time, Ace was already advanced enough to be talking on the air. Because he grew up in the, you know, right next to the big city. So he was able to get more experience than I was. And so I see this little red Cavalier drive up into the parking lot because the studio was on the second floor, overlooked the parking lot, these big glass walls. And this little red Chevy Cavalier kind of jumps the curb, boom, just because it's already right at noon. The person's supposed to be there. He jumps out, and I look at this huge guy because he was a chunk of bunk back then, but 6'4". And the long, just like out of control red hair, bright red hair, where he just brushed the crap out of it. And then it would just be like flyaway hair, they call it. He steps out, slams the door on that car, and it just starts rocking in the parking lot. Runs upstairs. Sup, man? Throws the microphone on, pushes up the volume. And he goes, 93 QID, and then the CD starts skipping, and then he pulls the microphone down, and then he takes it, won't start, and he takes that microphone, the CD out, and flings it across the room up against the wall, and there are these emergency tapes that are sitting there. They called them carts, and they have songs on them. He swung that thing around and grabbed one out, and he slammed it in that thing, wham! As hard as he could, and then he hit the button, and it started the song, and he took his headphones off, and he threw them, and he started cussing and raving, and first I get a ticket on the way to, and I just picked up my stuff and just kind of eased on out the door. And as I walked away, I was like, man, that guy is a, you know, I was talking crap about him.
Yeah.
All the way back out to my car. I was like, they said that dude was cool and that I would like him, but he's a jerk. So that was the first time we met. 1991. I knew Ace longer than I've known Jody. My wife.
Wow.
My wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we got to figure out what we're doing next, you know, not next as in the next segment, but next as in Ace, you know, what you want to do to honor Ace's memory. So Riggins has a pretty funny story that he's been dealing with this week. And it's so Ace. Oh, my gosh. It's so Ace. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, if you've missed any part of the show today and you didn't get the answers that you may have wanted at the time you were listening, just make sure you go download the podcast. And from the very beginning of the show until now, we've just been sharing as much information as possible about Ace and the situation of his being found deceased in his home last Tuesday. And you can get caught up on our podcast at the, you know, wherever you get it, you know, Spotify, Apple Music. It's the easiest really at our homepage, tjriggins.com. And you can use that as an app. It works just like an app now, our homepage does. So, except better, you know, so that will probably be the easiest thing for you to do. But again, there was no animosity between him and any of us. We still talked regularly, weekly, if not more than that. He was always still up here in the afternoons trying to work on demo reels and stuff like that, demos, and sharing. Like he gave my son his electric drums about 3 weeks ago. He sees my son every day at the gym. And he said, "Hey, I'm moving some bunch of stuff around. I'm trying to get rid of a lot of stuff. You want my electric drums?" And Aiden was like, "What? Your?" Because you know how much he loved them. Yeah. Ace loved them. So he gave Aiden the whole thing. He's all excited to give them to him, too. Because, you know, Aiden plays the guitar, but he also dabbles a little bit wanting to learn to play the drums. And Ace gave them to him. Rob talked to Ace Monday, this past Monday. Because Ace was up here trying to record a few things, and the stuff wasn't working right, and because we had a problem and had to rewire some things that Ace didn't know because he's not up here every day. And Rob got the whole, "What the hell? Why won't this work?"
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, still yelling. That kind of stuff. And then what are you doing, Riggins, as you've been going through and you're trying to find old pictures and things? You're trying to find the special ones?
Yeah, people are sending a lot of pictures in, and I realize how many pictures you guys have taken over the years, but, you know, as I'm going through them, I'm like, Ace would not like this picture. And then every once in a while, I'll stumble upon one with him in, like, a cutoff shirt on stage at a charity show. I go, Ace would love this one. Looking all muscled up. Uh-huh. So, but it is...
Yeah, Riggins was at my house the other day, and he can barely even talk about it. So it's been tough on a lot of us, and this is hard, you know, just to come in today, the first day, because with all the stuff that's been happening, and, you know, you've been busy because of the news, and then what do we do now, and what's this, and what's that, or how do we do this, and how do we do that? Now it comes time to go and do the thing that it is that we do, which is to inform the radio family. And it's like, okay, wow, this is the hard part. I don't know how long we're going to be doing this. I'm sure for at least a few days we're going to make the, you know, the moves from sad to happy to funny to whatever. But we're just going to do it as it comes, just like with everything else that we've always done. So we'll get more coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, once again, this is our first show back since finding out that Ace has died in on Tuesday of last week. So it's difficult, and if we sound, you know, like we're, or if I sound like I don't know the direction in which I'm going, it's because I don't, you know, just talking. Um, And you always start thinking about, well, what could I have done? What could I have done? Everybody that I've talked to is like, what could I have done? Wonder what I did, or wonder how he was feeling about this. Wonder how all of us were in touch with him, in contact with him, up until like Rob even talked to him Monday. I talked to him Friday. We just don't know at this point. And I don't want to speculate. I just, we all know, I mean, he's posted about it recently. All the personal trials and tribulations that he's been dealing with and, you know, going through a divorce, you know, with his second ex-wife, and how just heart-wrenching so many things that have gone on in his life are over the past few years. But, you know, it was frustrating at times, though, because, I mean, I would say, you all right? You all right? You want to talk? Because I know, being around him so much and being so close to him, that sometimes that mad exterior means I'm hurting. Not just I'm mad, but I'm hurting. And so I would try and go, hey, you all right? You need, and I know he was, because, I mean, who wouldn't be? I mean, your young daughter is killed. Your mom dies. You got divorce and all the other stuff. It's just, who wouldn't be hurting? He goes, no, I'm fine, man. I'm fine. I'm fine. And then if you pressed him too much, then he'd lash out. I said, I'm fine. You know? Just got a headache, or I'm just tired. It's all just a bunch of, you know, that was when it was like, what's going on? Bunch of S, that's what. And then that'd be the end of it. But he knew that we loved him, and we know that he loved us. For somebody with such a gruff exterior at times, he really did have a gentle heart. And most of the time, he was pretty cool. All right. They have more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I've forgotten about this today. We've been so busy talking about the other stuff, trying to give the basic information and being careful not to give out too much that I'm not supposed to be saying. You know, that's always a hard line, you know, to stay balanced on letting the radio family know as much as possible without, you know, letting something out that's not supposed to be out. But I think we've covered it today. But a lot of people have been asking what they can do to help. Like, can we donate to a charity and this, that, and the other? Because no secret that the Ace and TJ show was always driven by the number one thing was our charity efforts. It was our favorite thing about this career is that we could jump in and get people to jump into action to help people they don't even know who had fallen on hard times and all. So what can we do to help? Well, we have a charity that Ace loved dearly because it was named after his daughter. It's called Peyton's Promise. And we have a section on the website where you can click and you can donate to, you know, Peyton's Promise or any other charity that you deem worthy. But it was called the Ace and TJ Family Charity. And then when his daughter died in the car accident in 2020, we changed it to honor her and call it Peyton's Promise. And obviously now that's going to stay that way. So there's a link on our homepage at tjriggins.com that'll take you there. And if you want to donate something in Ace's honor and his name, he would have loved it. I had forgotten my wife Jody is here, and I had forgotten that Jody almost ended up being Ace's wife instead of mine.
That was news. That was some news.
Well, we were at a sports bar, and I saw her, and I sent her a beer. And then about the time that the beer showed up, Jody's boyfriend walked up, and I went, "Oh my God." And I'm trying to tell Ace, "I just sent a beer to that girl over there." And he's like, "Which one?" And when her boyfriend walked up, I turned my back, and the bartender is pointing over in the direction. He said, "The guy with the long hair," and Ace was the one looking at her. And so she thought it was Ace that had sent her the beer.
Oh my God. Classic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So yeah, they would have been, you know, together had it not been for that, you know, for me saying, no, it was me. It was me. She's ready to go with anybody is what I'm saying. Anybody could get her out of that mess she was in Louisiana.
One draft beer is all it took.
Yeah. But she's like, both of those long haired boys are going somewhere. I don't care which one I'm with. As long as they take me.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Once again, thanks for all the prayers and well wishes that you've sent to all of us and to Ace's family on social media and everything. It's greatly appreciated, more than you'll know. You know, people used to ask us all the time, how often do you guys fight? How often do y'all get into it? And we would always say not very many times at all in all of the years that we worked together, very few. And in this business for a radio team to stay together for 30 something years without a break in between, you know what I mean? Like some would go their separate ways and then come back together years down the line, you know, whatever, is almost unheard of. There are very few that do that. And I mean, there really weren't many times when we butted heads with each other to the point where, I mean, we disagreed all the time, but we didn't fight and argue and all of that stuff. I mean, he didn't want to tote one out of the studio is what it was. He knew that.
Right.
I'm kidding. But I don't know. We did go through a time, you know, for a while where we weren't really getting along. And tell me this is not so Ace. He asked me if I'd go to couples counseling with him.
So Ace. Oh, yes.
We weren't fighting, but we just weren't seeing eye to eye, and we'd get frustrated with each other, especially, well, him getting frustrated with me. And so we went for probably, what, Jody, about 3 weeks of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, I said, man, are we getting anything out of this? Why don't we just talk about it and then not have to pay this copay every time we come?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then he loved being able to tell people at conferences and stuff, well, you know, if you're getting, you know, not getting along with your partner, you can do like we did. We went to counseling, couples counseling. And they're like, what? Like, nobody could believe that. They were like, you did what?
Yeah. Sounds so feminine, like couples counseling.
And y'all know me. I was like, well, oh, man.
Oh, God.
Come on. So it would mean a lot to me. I was like, okay.
Oh. Oh, he dropped that on you.
Yeah, it was always at night, like late in the evening in Charlotte during the middle of traffic. And I'd be like, but then we'd sit there and he'd pay half the copay and I'd pay the other, you know, whatever.
A true couple. Know.
Yeah. All right. We'll exchange the kids in the grocery store parking lot. I'll see you Saturday.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Remembering Ace and trying to clear up as many things that are confusing to you as possible. So we're going to be doing this kind of thing, you know, several days this week. There's a lot to do. I mean, you're talking about a 30-something year career and friendship. And, I mean, we've laughed. He and I laughed because we made some bad hires of people over the years. And, you know, a lot of those have now taken to the public, you know, to act like they're more important and were more important in Ace's life than they actually were, you know. Yeah, people, that's just natural. Every time somebody dies, that people do that. So this is the official truth of what Ace was really about. Anybody who's worked with him and knows him, you know, it's just difficult to gauge kind of what needs to be done and when, because you imagine trying to do the perfect thing when it comes to the best friend you ever had. Now, if you go to tjriggins.com/ace, that'll take you to the memories page and all that. You can share pictures, you can share stories, anything about Ace that you want. You can share it there, and then we'll be reading a lot of them, you know, on the show and talking about them, you know, coming up in the next few days. And any questions you might have, you can DM us, you know, something that if you don't want it to be seen on that memories page, you want to just send us a DM. We'll try our best to get to all of them. As you can imagine, I mean, it's just been nonstop for the past week. And we have thousands of them piled up, but I promise we'll try our best to get to them. And any idea, you know, suggestions that you may have as to what we need to do to continue to honor him. One of the most distressing parts over the past few years about my relationship with Ace was how he seemed to be distancing himself more and more from people who are really close to him. And that hurts to see when somebody you care about needs those close to him as much as possible and kind of distance himself. So I'll just leave you with that for the day and hug the people you love. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.